So by now we, Baruch Hashem, we built our Beis HaMikdash, we're bringing our Korban Toidah, and now we are looking for the Kehanim and the Levim. And we want to know who's going to be a Kohen, who's going to be a Levi. Well, obviously many people have their tradition from their families on who are Kehanim and Levim, but it's not so simple, because there is a Pasuk, and it's a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Dalet, pasuk Tezvav. The pasuk says, "Va'koyanim halavim," the kehanim, the levim. Now, there's obviously a question that if they're kehanim, they're from Shevet Levi, but they're not levim, and if they're levim, they're not kehanim. So there is a vort from the Arizal. The Arizal says, Shehalavim are going to be Kehanim when Mashiach comes. That the Levim will be Kehanim. Now, seemingly, most people understand that to mean that the Kehanim will become Levim. But at the same time, we know that there's Mailim Bakoidish, that you only have to go higher, and Ein Moiridin, we don't go down, which means that the Kohen is higher than the Levi. And there's no reason for they should lose their status when Mashiach comes. Even though the kahuna was supposed to be for the Bechoyrim, we know that it was supposed to be for the firstborn, and that was traded with the Kehanim. But it's brought that the Bechoyrim will be Kehanim when Mashiach comes. They'll get their birthright back. But nowhere is it brought down that the Kehanim will lose their place, because they already were established as Kehanim. So that's when they gave the Kehanim. However, the Arizal says that the Levim are going to be Kehanim when Mashiach comes. So if that's the case, if the Kehanim remain Kehanim, and the Levim become Kehanim, and the Bechoyrim become Kehanim, so who are the Levim when Mashiach comes? So it's interesting that this quote of the Arizal is quoted in the Alter Rebbe in Tanya Perek Nun. And the Alter Rebbe says, when he brings down the word from the Arizal, he says, Shalavim shal achshav yu kehanim la'osid, that the Levim of now will be kehanim when Mashiach comes. Now there is a order from the Rebbe in Shiurim B'Sefer HaTanya on these words, fascinating ha'orah from the Rebbe, where he says that the Alter Rebbe is medayik to say that shalavim shal achshav will be kehanim. Why doesn't he just say that the levim will be kehanim? What does it mean shalavim shal achshav is going to be kehanim when Mashiach comes? So what does that mean? So the Rebbe says that the Alter Rebbe is coming to answer a question. The question is that we know that Torah doesn't change. So if someone is a Levi, he's a Levi. Someone's a Kohen, he's a Kohen. So what does that mean? So he says with this, the Alter Rebbe is answering, Omevar de Ela She'achshav V'loi Bezman Ahu Heim Leviim, which means like this, that there are neshamis of Levim and there are neshamis of Kehanim. What does that mean, neshamis of Kehanim and Levim? We know that the Levi, his avoid is bechinas gevura, he love ishi elai, and Kohen is the inyan of chesed, Kohen isha chesed. And therefore, there are certain neshamis which are more connected to Gevura, and there are certain Neshamis which are more connected to Chesed. And what the Alter Rebbe means to say is that the Neshamis that right now would have been born to Levim, they're going to be born to Kehanim. Why? Because when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a recognition and elevation in the union of Gevura. We know that there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos where the Gemara says that when Mashiach comes, we're going to point to Yitzchak and say, Ata Avinu, you are our father. And Yitzchak is the union of Gevura, as we know that Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura. There's going to be an elevation of Gevura, which is Shammai, etc. And really, the Neshamis of the Levim are going to be born Kehanim. Because it's going to be recognized their Mila, therefore they're going to be born Kehanim. So practically speaking, it seems, from the way the Rebbe explains, is that somebody that is a Levi at the time of the Isgalus of Mashiach will remain a Levi. It's only the Neshamis of those that passed away, or Neshamis of Levim, that they're going to be reborn. When the Neshamis come down, different parts of the Neshamis will be born to Kehanim. This is the way I understand it, at least. But everyone is welcome to check up that Ha'orah and see how they understand it. So we have these Levim and we have these Kehanim. Now there's going to be a few differences in the way the Levim are. First of all, the Levi is going to actually have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. We know that when they divided up Eretz Yisrael, the Levim did not have a chelek, they did not have a portion. Because they... they had to be totally dedicated to the Beis HaMikdosh. And we know, Das Balabatim is Hepech Das Torah. The moment Gashmius is the right and the way we make Cheshboinus, it has an effect on the Ruchnius. And therefore, the Levim, who call Kulam, is Elikos, therefore they don't have a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. When Mashiach comes, obviously that is going to be different. When there's going to be a time of Ummol Ha'oretz Deyas Hashem Kemayim Layom Mechasim, and like the Rambam says, Yuko Yisol Chachomim Gdoilim V'yoidim Dvorim Astumim V'yesigu Das Boirim K'vikoyach Adam, that everyone is going to be filled with Deyas Hashem, with the knowledge of Elikus. In such a world, Gashmius is not only not a stirat Elikus, Adrabe, Gashmius is revealing and reflecting Elikus. And therefore, it's not a problem for Levim to have a chelek. And where will the chelek be? Being that the Torah says that they can't be in Eretz Yisrael, but they're going to have a chelek in Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, the extra Arotzis, maybe Yarden, and other places that were not yet part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Levim will be able to have a chelek in that part. So the Levim will be Levim, they're going to have a part in Eretz Yisrael, and there's going to be another huge difference in the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdosh. We know that until now, the Levim have certain Hagbolas where they can go, and the Kehanim, and only the Kohen Gadol can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, we know that the Isser of going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it only started after Aaron. Aaron had the ability, B'chol Eis, to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Rebbe tells us that when Mashiach comes, when there's going to be Va'atim Tiyuli Mamleches Kehanim V'goy Kodesh, and like that it's brought down Kehanim G'doylim, that it's going to be Megala, this Inyan in every single Yid, this special shaykhis with the Eibishter. So then, not only will the Kohen Gadol be allowed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but really every Yid who's going to be Bedargis Kohen Gadol is going to be able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And even now, we could actually reach the Darg of Levim. Because there's a famous Rambam at the end of Hilchas Zroyim, the Sefer Zroyim, where the Rambam says, the end of Shemitah V'yoivlis, V'loi Shevet Levi Bilvad, not Shevet Levi gets a presence, and they are connected to the Eibishter. The Rambam says, "Kol mi shenod v'ruch ha'ita," anyone that dedicates himself to the service of the Eibishter is connected. They become like part of Shevet Levi in the ruchnistic sense. So, by us dedicating ourselves to the Eibishter, b'zman hazeh, we can actually be almost like kehanim gdoilim in the times of Yemos HaMashiach.